Now, there's been an absolutely incredible story this week. My background is in developmental biology and stem cells, and I thought this just knocked my socks off, basically. This week in the journal Nature, researchers in the US and Japan have published a quite extraordinary and potentially groundbreaking paper showing that cells can be switched back into a stem cell-like state just by giving them a brief shock with acid.
Now, this is not LSD.
No, this is acid, a pH about 5.7. Now, previously, Nobel Prize winner Shinya Yamanaka had found that if you add four specific molecules to cells, you can reprogram them. You can make them kind of go back to the stem cell state. But this is the first time that anyone's shown that a physical shock, like this acid dip, can basically switch cells backwards. So it's absolutely fascinating, and it could be really important for future therapies. But it's a bit controversial, actually, and it does almost sound too good to be true.
Why do they think this works?
Well, what they've actually done is they've taken white blood cells from a mouse spleen and they give them a quick dip, about 25 minutes in acid. It's about pH 5.7 and normal body pH is around 7.4. And then when they grow them in the lab, they find that they become like stem cells. And the big mystery is why. They really just don't know. And they do seem to be genuine stem cell-like cells. They can turn into different types of tissue found in the early embryo. You can do this with other types of cells. You can take nerve cells, skin cells, muscle, fat, bone, and you can just give them this dip in acid and reprogram them. And really interestingly, you can also take these acid-induced stem cells and you use a technique called chimeric mice, where you kind of mix these cells with embryonic stem cells and you create kind of a mixture mouse that you implant in a mouse's womb. And actually, they found that these stem cells can contribute to both the embryo, the baby, and the placenta. And this is really weird because regular embryonic stem cells that you can do this with, they only contribute to the embryo and not to the placenta. So there's something very, very strange going on.
I was talking to a scientist from Oxford University who works on the heart, and she was saying to me she was interested in this because when people, for instance, have a heart attack, you get a bit of tissue which is deprived of oxygen and blood and therefore becomes very ischemic, in other words, low in oxygen. And this in turn makes it very acidic because the tissue produces a lot of carbon dioxide and other metabolites which put the pH right down. And she was speculating as to whether it might be that this is one repair mechanism. Perhaps the body is sensitive to acid because damaged tissue becomes acidic and it might be one way of making the body repair itself.
That's a really nice explanation. I mean, at the moment, they've just got no clue because it's quite artificial. They've done it in the lab. But it's very easy to imagine it. And the headline writers have got really quite carried away with the implications of this. You know, obviously, you could make all kinds of stem cells very easily from this, from tissue. But there's a lot of questions. I mean, firstly, this is just from one lab. So we don't know if it's going to be reproducible by other teams, which is a really key thing in this kind of science. We don't know if it'll work in human cells. These were just mouse cells. And also this was done with very young cells, with kind of newborn mouse cells. So we just don't know if it would work with adult cells. So there's lots and lots of more research to be done. And also you don't know how stable these reprogrammed cells are, because the big risk with a stem cell therapy is you implant stem cells into someone and they just go completely crazy and turn into a cancer. So there's a lot to be found out. And, you know, a bigger question as to why this is happening and why maybe, you know, the cells in the stomach that are in a very acid environment don't go bonkers like this. They don't reprogram themselves. But why this seems to work in the lab and is it going on in the body?
Brilliant story. Thank you, Kat. And you can follow up with the reference to that story on our website, nakedscientist.com/news.